Vineyard.
We are Vineyard.
Welcome to the We Are Vineyard podcast, conversations to help us grow with Jesus and each other. As we reflect on the third week of Advent, Sarah Anderson, a leader in our Women's Association, will be sharing a devotion that she's prepared on the theme of joy. And that will be followed by the song, What Joy Is Found, from Vineyard Worship, featuring Tori Baker. Let's listen in.
My name is Sarah Anderson, and I have the pleasure of serving as the vice chair of the Women's Association, and I am the pastor of Vineyard Finneytown, a four-year-old church in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I get the pleasure of sharing with you today about joy for our Advent devotional series. To me, joy can seem like an easy theme for the holiday season. There's twinkly lights everywhere. There are fun parties to attend. There's yummy cookies everywhere you turn, and presents. As someone whose love language is receiving gifts, Christmas morning is so fun. Whether it's a new set of colorful pens or a $10 Staples gift card, because yes, I do love office supplies, or something more meaningful, I just love it. It lights me up and makes me feel so loved and so joyful. And I love to give gifts and see the delight on my loved ones' faces. But to be frank, this can be what the Christmas season feels like from a distance, like in May or June, when Christmas is a distant memory and it's all kind of foggy and pleasant, a haze of joy and goodness and family and chocolate. The reality up close is that oftentimes the Christmas season can feel anything but joyful. I heard of one person who was living in the U.S. over the holiday season, and he remarked that Americans essentially take on another full-time job during the season. Between buying gifts, wrapping gifts, parties, decorating the inside of the house, decorating the outside of the house, extra church events, doing Advent devotionals with the family. We used to always add in Lego Advent calendars too with our boys. There are so many things that fill up our calendars and our to-do lists. Joy can be hard to find. And that's really just the surface issues. Once we add in tough family dynamics, grief and loss, loneliness, the holiday season can be really hard to endure, much less joyfully. So how do we practice joy? How do we steward joy well in the wonderful times? And how do we press into joy in the midst of all the hard? I've had a line from a song running through my head these past couple of weeks. Not the whole song, just that one line. I didn't even really know what song it was from until I looked it up. The line is, I've still got joy in chaos. And the song goes on to say, I've got peace that makes no sense, and I won't be going under. I'm not held by my own strength because I've built my life on Jesus. He's never let me down. He's faithful through every season. So why would he fail now? He won't. That line, I've still got joy in chaos. What a promise and what a reminder. It's been quite a season for me and for my family. I have three sons, and my middle son has some significant challenges with his heart. He's had multiple cardiac arrests, including one in his sleep a few weeks ago. As if that weren't enough to process through, some of his blood work looked a little funky, and so we were sent to see a nephrologist, a kidney doctor. Now, I know quite a bit about hearts, but kidneys, I'm out of my league. So we walked into this appointment blissfully unaware, only to be blindsided with some pretty heavy news. My husband didn't even come to the appointment because we thought it was like a covering all bases type of situation, not a big bad news type of situation. And so my son and I are there alone, walking out of the appointment, and we're pretty low. We're feeling shocked. We're feeling scared. Our minds are reeling a bit, and we're just kind of numb too. We decided to treat ourselves to warm cookies in the hospital cafeteria. And as we were walking back to the car, we saw this little kid, and he was probably about 4 years old, and he was walking so slowly and carefully. He was walking really gently, and he was cradling his arm. And his mom was walking ahead of him, and she turned around and called back, "You can move your arm. The cast is off now. It's not broken anymore." And he clearly just did not believe her and continued to walk so gingerly. And there was something about the sweetness and innocence of that little boy that just did us in. We looked at each other and we just burst out laughing. We weren't making fun of him. We would never make fun of him. He was too sweet for that. But we were just delighting in his innocence and in his cuteness. And it was a moment for me of joy in chaos. Our minds and our hearts and our bodies were in chaos in that moment, but joy still found its way in. The truth is that we can have joy in chaos. We can have joy in the midst of hard times, hard diagnoses, hard family drama, hard grief and loss. Joy is always accessible to us because it is a fruit of the Spirit who is in us. At the very outset of the story of Jesus's birth, an angel tells Mary in Luke 1, he says, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus." This is a sweet passage, but really, Mary's life was chaos at this point. She thought she had her life planned out. She had picked out a really nice guy, Joseph, and was planning her marriage. And then this angel shows up and turns her life upside down. There's a big clue here that her life was in chaos. It's the angel telling her not to be afraid. If things are calm and lovely, no one has to tell you, "Hey, don't worry, don't be afraid." It's only when things are a little shady or a lot scary that those words come out in conversation. Her life was plunged into chaos. She was expecting a baby, the savior of the world, and then she's uprooted and has to travel to Bethlehem as she's about to give birth, and not traveling first class, by the way. Her life is chaos. She proceeds to give birth in a manger after there's no room in the inn. These moments of chaos just keep piling up for her. Did Mary have joy in the midst of chaos? I think she did. In fact, we know she did because she sings a song after the angel leaves her early in her pregnancy. In verse 46, it says, "And Mary said, 'My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. For he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name.'" Mary is rejoicing in God. Rejoice and joy come from the same root word. Mary is rejoicing and feeling great joy in God, her Savior. Even though the ground is shaky beneath her, even though all of her future plans are up in the air, even though her body, mind, and heart are probably in chaos, she finds joy. Jesus then comes into this world for the first time as a baby. He didn't come with fanfare and he didn't come making all things right. He will come that way in the future. His second coming will be with fanfare and he will make all things right. But the first time he came, the time that we celebrate in this season, he came quietly, entering into this broken world, taking up a fragile body that could and would also break. He endured the tragedy and chaos of this broken world right alongside the humanity that he loves. But he was also filled with joy. One of my favorite verses is in Hebrews 1, and it describes Jesus saying, "Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your companions." Or in the NLT version, it says, "pouring out the oil of joy on you, Jesus, more than on anyone else." Jesus never shied away from the hard parts. He lived and moved in compassion and kindness and gentleness. He didn't ignore all of the chaotic, hard parts of this broken world, but he was still considered the most joyful guy around. He lived a joyful life. He laughed and rejoiced and found joy and gave joy and continues to give joy to all of his people. The reality of the inbreaking of the kingdom that Jesus inaugurated through his birth is that we can have joy in the midst of chaos. We experience the already of the breaking in of the kingdom, God's joy, even while we endure the hardships of the not yet of this broken world we live in. It's a beautiful and terrible tension to lean into joy in chaos, to lean into God's presence and all that he has for us, even when our world seems unstable and when life is rushing around us in overwhelming swells and seems likely to take us out at the knees. Joy is still accessible to us. Peter shares, "In all this, this, you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that the proven genuineness of your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. That's 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 through 9. An inexpressible and glorious joy. We are filled with it, and we can be filled with it because we believe in Jesus and because we love him. No matter the grief we endure, no matter the trials, he is good, he is worthy, and he is the giver of joy. My prayer for you this Advent season is that you find joy in chaos, that you find peace that makes no sense, that in the hard moments of this season, you feel a nudge to look beyond the circumstances and find joy in a small child, in a loving glance, in a mug of hot tea, in a prophetic word, in a small expression of God's delight in you, and his provision and his care for you. So Jesus, would you let your joy be evident over these next few weeks? Let us look for you and for your grace and your love in our life. Calm the chaos around us and let us partner with you to help restore order and shalom to this broken world. Let us be agents of your peace and joy, pressing into it for ourselves and also bringing peace and joy with us as a fragrant aroma into every room we enter into. Be with us, God. We thank you for your joy. We thank you for coming into this world and entering into the chaos of this broken world for us to bring us salvation and to bring us your kingdom. We are so, so grateful. Amen.
Our Vineyard podcast is a production from the team at Vineyard USA. If you've been enjoying the podcast, here are a few ways you can help us. Leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. This helps more people find us. Connect with us online for additional resources. Our website is vineyardusa.org, and we're on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Vineyard USA. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.